Good evening, everybody. I saw an interesting story that Avozna Zichron Livrach said a story of his tshuva. He was a choshev rav in Posik. This oros tshuva had one of his grandchildren was by him Lila Seida, and he was a young grandchild, and he asked his grandfather this oros tshuva. He asked him, why do we steal the Afikoman? Why do we steal Afikoman? And the grandfather said, my grandson, you're asking a very good question. You're asking a very good question. I have to think about this. And he didn't reply. And so it was the beginning of Seder, and he continued until the end of the Seder, towards the very, very end of the Seder. He said, you know, my grandson, you asked me earlier about, why is it that we steal the Afikoman? I'm going to tell you the reason. And he explained to him an interesting reason why he believes that the minig is that we steal the Afikoman. So the grandson asked, my grandfather, I want to ask you something. Is that something that you knew just mechadish now, something you knew, you always knew? And the grandfather, his oros tshuva, said, No, I knew this. This is something I thought of years ago. That's the reason why we steal the Afikoman. Whatever the reason is, that's the registered reason why we steal the Afikoman. So the grandson said, well, if that's the case, why didn't you tell me on the spot? Why did you wait until the end of the Seder to tell me the reason why we steal the Afikoman? So this oros tshuva, the grandfather, then replied, and he said, I'll tell you why. Because had I told you earlier, at the beginning of Seder, the reason why we steal the Afikoman, that would have implied that we steal the Afikoman, and we understand why, and that's why we steal the Afikoman. I wanted you to know that we steal the Afikoman because that's the minik. And I'm not going to explain it. I refuse to explain it b'shas ma'aseh. We steal the Afikoman because that's the minik. That's something that our grandparents, great-grandfather, however many days, goes back with it. So I wanted you to steal the Afikoman, and we should do the stealing of the Afikoman after the eating of the Afikoman without any understanding. Fine, once we've done it, I'm happy to explain it to you. But it shouldn't be based on an understanding. Because we do it because that's the minik. And end of story. And I say, one extra reasoning and extra explanations, it's fine, it's good. But that's what the Hadik is so should explain to his grandson. So having said that, I'd like to just, I had a suggestion why we wear the kittel on. I wanted to explore the minik. Pardon?
What's the reason?
The reason why he explains was still, pardon? Yeah. Oh, that's right. Chachamsofer's word. Can you remind me? Because I don't remember anymore.
It says that the Gemara that says, "La'olam, person should live in the masa sheish bo kalba," and a town that's got dogs. Because then you won't have to. It's the town for good neighbors. But Yitzchak Mitzrayim was kol.
So therefore what? So since there could have been a lot of gnevus, we remember it by actually stealing. So I want to suggest my own little svara, not for the minig of Afikoman, but the minig of wearing a kittel. Seems like a strange thing to do, to wear a kittel. It's a minik, that is an ancient minik, where wear a kittel. What's the registered reasons why wear a kittel?
Angel, remind you of the kittel of the angel of the malach.
Of a malach? What else? What's the registered reason? Pardon? Is that a registered reason, or is that a gamaf's reason? So I don't know, a lot of people say that it's the Echeirus, some people say it's the Echeirus, some people say it's various other reasons. I'd like to suggest my own little reason, what I thought of, which I think is something to think about in Leila Seida. The kittel, which is, it's a beged mesim, it's the beged that somebody in Nebuchadnezzar, somebody's nifter, is buried with a kittel, as we know. It's well known that it's a Yiddish expression even, that a kittel doesn't have pockets. Have you noticed? killed on their pockets. That's all, like anything else, it's got a minig, it's got a reason why. It's not stam. Kittel doesn't have pockets. And that is Meramus in the Mishnah in Ovis, that a person doesn't go to, you can't take with, in Olam Emes, you can't take with, like Kesev or Lozav, can't take no gold, no silver, you can't take anything with, only Mitzvah and Masim Tovim. There's nothing else you can take. That's why the minig is, that to represent that, to show that, can't take anything, don't put in your credit card and your kittel. It's not going to help. It's no point taking it. It's not, there's no pocket in the kittel. That's a minig Yisrael for centuries and centuries. There's no pockets in the kittel. There's no, so, and that is, we represent that point, that you can't take anything with besides mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. So, it's interesting. In Yiddish, there's an expression that, people who are very, very stingy, if you've heard the expression, people are really, really stingy and don't give any tzedakah. People say that he's a yid that thinks it's got that. I don't know if you've heard the expression. He thinks that kittel have got pockets. He's a person that thinks that kittel have pockets. It's an expression. So, but it's the assert is that you can't think. So, it could be that the svara where we have kittel on. Let us say this to show. A person is now, you know, besides all the cherus, the simonim of cherus, at the end of the day, tonight is a night that you focus on the ikr. A person has one thing can take with, and that's the munin ribbono shalom. Anything else is bottled. Nothing else really counts. There's only one thing a person really can work on, that's the munin betochen ribbono shalom. To remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we were and where the ribbono shalom has taken us to, that's, if you have clarity in that, and you have, like, you build that kesher, personal kesher with ribbono shalom, that's the only thing a person can take. So the avoider on that evening, or let us say there is, the avoider on understanding that I've got nothing but the kesher between me and ribbono shalom, taking out of Mitzrayim, bring us the cheirus, and that connection, emuna b'tochen, which is the theme of let us say that, that's the only thing I'm going to take with after 120. Hence, we wear a kittel on let us say that. Could that be pshat?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, you can do it like that. Yeah, that'd be an, yeah. It's interesting that in old Yiddish, in old German, I don't think it's Chassidish Yiddish, but in old German, a kittel is called a zargenes. It's very rare. I don't know this. You don't hear it. You see it in early Rishonim, in early Achronim as well. Zargenes. Zargenes. It comes from Russian zarg, a kever. That's old expression of a kittel. Okay, Rabbeisai. Tonight we're going to be, I hope, we're up to Simon Reish Ches. I would like to complete the Simon. This is the final shiur before Yom Tov. Sunday is Petikas Chometz, obviously. Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, second days. So we'll see each other in Mitzvah on Issu Chag. So I'd like to complete the Simon Reish Ches Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach Shemoy. And we're up to page 238. We're up to Simon Reish Ches. We're up to Sifu Dalet. And the halacha is as follows. Shosu Yayin. Person drank wine. V'beirach, and he made the brach of Be'er Pri HaGofen. He made the brach of Be'er Pri HaGofen. Ve'achal anovim, and he ate also grapes. So, he drank wine, and he ate grapes. Tzorich levorich, he must make a bracha, aleim, on him. Be'er Pri HaGofen, he needs to initially make Be'er Pri HaGofen. He can't just say that the Be'er Pri HaGofen I made covers it. No! You make Be'er Pri HaGofen on the wine, and you make Be'er Pri HaGofen on the grapes. You need to make two brachas. V'chein, similarly, pevocha choyna, with regard, in terms of pevocha choyna, tzorich la'azke aloetz v'apiroetz, you must say aloetz v'apiroetz. Don't say that, that's right, exactly. Exactly, 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 exactly. This is Mishnah Busif Kotten Samachas. Tzorich la'azke roetzelem, do loitem, do not say, do yoitze bibirkas ala gefen, shemavoch ala yayim. Don't say that by saying ala gefen, which you're making on the wine, that is sufficient. Elo, only tzorich lask, you must mention gamkin alo eitz va prio eitz. Vichlo in birkas agefen vach achas, you should say one bracha, but certainly in the bracha you should say agefen pra agefen and alo eitz va prio eitz. That's with regards to somebody eating grapes and drinking wine at the same time. Sif tezvav, if bedi evet berechal anovim, if bedi evet you ate grapes and you made the wrong bracha, you said pria agofen. You made Be'er Pri HaGofen before eating grapes, so that's the wrong bracha, because you meant to say, Oetz. And instead of saying Oetz on your grapes, you made Be'er Pri HaGofen. Like a mistake indeed. So, achareim, alternatively, you made a similar mishap, that after eating them, you made Be'er Pri HaGofen. So, but the, and instead of the correct bracha, achoina yotze b'dieved, you are yotze. So we are seeing that with regard in terms of the bracha of wine and grapes, if you're making by mistake the wrong bracha, and you said b'agafen b'dieved, you are yotze. Save tezayin, shasa yain. If a person drank wine, v'mayim and water, so he had his delicious wine and he had it together with water. So two drinks, wine and water. Ein lo levarich al hamayim, you do not make the bracha on the water. Berin afoshes, you don't say berin afoshes on the water. Shebirkas hayayin poitarton, because the bracha that you made on the wine patters it. The bracha on the wine patters the water as well. Not only that, but geshem shebivrocha rishoyno yayin poitay kol mine mashkin. Like when you make a bracha rishoyno on the wine and you say, what's bracha rishoyno on the wine? When you make Papa Yagofen, you not only are pattering the wine, but you're also going to patter the water simultaneously as well. So that's not only with regards to Boch Rishoyna, but also with regards to the Boch Achoyna. You will not need to say Boch Nefoshes after for the water, because it's going to be included in the Boch Achoyna of the wine. The Mishabuah says, it's not necessary. So Rabbi said, is that what people do? If you have a cup of wine and you have together with it water, or in fact, it doesn't have to be water, it could be any shamashkim. You have a cup of wine and you have a bit of what fits nicely with wine? Grape juice. No, let's leave out grape juice though, because just think of another example. Okay, let's stick to the water. Okay, if you have got grape juice, you have got wine and you have got water, would you generally do like Shulchan Aruch says that you don't make a bracha on the water, or would you actually make the bracha on the water as well? Moby. Shulchan Aruch says you don't make. Is that what people do? It is what people do. Mishnah Berurah says that it's only the case in kova, if it was koivea alayayin, ma'erik shekova alayayin, that you establish, I'm going to be drinking wine now. You're establishing the meal, this sitting now is a sitting of wine drinking. If you're going and you are now having a wine drinking session, then the water is exempt. But if you just happen to have a bit of wine, you'd actually have to make a bracha on the water as well. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Ere levorech imayik shekov al hayayin. Ve'oz poiter, then he patters. But if the wine wasn't present and you didn't really work kaveh on the wine, you would have to make a bracha on the water as well. Right. That's good example, yeah. No, that would probably be considered kaver. You won't.
But if you didn't actually have the wine.
Then it's different. Yeah, good point. Very good point, and that's also a good point, yeah. 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 Okay, see if you Zayin. You part of the water, yeah.
Yeah, but why grapes is different.
So that you're probably touching on the point that we're going to be seeing in Sifud Zayin. So hold on for a minute. I think what you're referring to is the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kot Nine Hey. If not, then let me know. Okay, Rabbi Sai, now comes something which I believe may be an interesting point to discuss. Sifud Zayin tells us, Birkas Sholosh, Einoi Poiteres Me'ein Sholosh. So a person by mistake, so he was menacing now Me'ein Sholosh. He was menacing Me'ein Sholosh. Instead of that, he actually benched, proper. Yoitze or not. An example would be somebody ate mezonos and he forgot himself and he benched proper benching afterwards instead of saying ala michi ala kokolo. Is he yoitze, yes or no? He, instead of making ala michi ala kokolo after the mezonos that he ate cake, okay? Piece of cake.
And then
he benched proper instead of ala michi. Yoitze or not yoitze? Yoitze? says the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi says the Shulchan Aruch. Pirkei Shalosh, Eino Poteres Min Shalosh. Pirkei Shalosh, meaning benching proper, Eino Poteres, does not pat, does not exempt Min Shalosh, Bruch Min Shalosh. Sheim Ochal Daisa, if a person ate porridge, Ein Birkas Hamozain, the proper benching does not, Poteres does not patter it. He doesn't patter it. Proper benching will not patter Me'in Sholosh. But, the following important point needs to be stressed and emphasized. This is only talking about, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotten Ein Dalet, She'im Ochal, Roitze Loima, meaning, She'loi B'soich HaSuda, this is not talking about if there was no proper full Suda. Te'ilu B'soich HaSuda, if it was a proper meal, Hafilu Koidim B'kis HaMozen, Vada Sholosh B'ruches B'ruches. So we are talking about, it is not proper. If you have got a proper meal, then, of course benching would patter it. But it's not talking about proper meal. You had a bit of Mezoinus, and you had nothing else. Now you're going to bench, proper benching, it's not going to be patted. But Rabbi Sai, the continuation is what's puzzling. But if you had wine, and by mistake you benched instead of saying, and you benched the proper benching, then, Birkos Shloisha Poitaltoi. If you benched, but yeah, but you're yotze. Sheberach alayin birkas amozoin pimokim alagefen yotzo. That if you said on the wine, the benching proper, instead of alagefen, you are but yevet yotze. For what then? And similarly, says Shulchan Aruch on top of page 240, heberach alatmorim, if you had dates, instead of saying the correct after bocha, you said birkas amozoin pimokim alo eight, yotze, instead of alo eight, you had dates. Tmorim. And, you benched proper instead of saying ala eight, but you have your yoitze. Vafilu le oma elo bikas has azon, bein ala yain ben ala tmorim yotzo. Even if you just said the first bocha azon, and you didn't continue the second and third bocha, etc., and benching, the very first bocha, you are but you have it yoitze. You are but you have it yoitze. Unlike when you had mezoinus. When you have mezoinus, but you have it, you're not yoitze. When you have tzmorim or wine and you benched, but you have it, you are yoitze. Ve'im nizka al shaloichosam birkas hazon. If you only remembered after you said birkas hazon, yaschil v'al shinchalta l'avosin eretchem do'yotuv v'chovom v'isayim bochum mein sholosh. If you somehow can finish off the mein sholosh with, if you finish off the benching in a mein sholosh way, you should do so. But if you can't, then but you have it, you are yoitze. By benching Birkas Hamozen, even only the first bocha, you are yoitze but the eved, instead of saying the bocha of alagefen, alpriagefen, and alayitze, alpriyoitze. As opposed to when you benched after mezoinus, then but the eved, you're not yoitze, you'll have to say alamichyo. The question, of course, is going to be, why? Yeah.
So it's more in common.
Yeah, it's a condensed version. Yeah. Very good. So you're really asking a question, why is it? So you understand why by wine and by Shiva Saminim, why but you have your with the full benching that you hear.
Yeah. I mean, okay, yeah.
Yeah. But the question is why if you ate Mezoinus and you made
shortened version of benching,
you
know?
Alamich, you know what it is. Alamicha is, but you didn't say alamicha. Instead of that, you benched proper.
Yeah.
So, but if you had mezoinus, but you have no yotze, you'd have to make alamicha now. Yeah. Why? Which is a shortened version. You're right. Yeah. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah says, as follows in Zivkot Nayin Vav. He explains that. Havol b'yain roitze loyma. It means, afilok sheshosa sheloi b'sei chasuda, when he had wine, even if he wasn't drinking in the middle of the meal. Gam ken b'dievet poitoi, shebech lo b'kes amozen. B'dievet lo yoitza, if you bench proper. And the reason is, v'atam, the reason is, mishum d'yayin zayin. Wine fills up a person. It satisfies a person. V'soyet halev, and it satisfies a person, it satisfies him. K'moy lechem, like bread. These are the words of the Mishneh Berurah and Bi'alocha. That's the reason why, by dates and by wine, but the Avet, if you bent the full pinching, you're Yotze. But by Mizon is not. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I don't know how you feel about this.
Hey, yeah, it's a big piece of cake, man. It's a real shot, isn't
it? I know. Okay, so let's so therefore what? Why is it you're not Yotze?
I mean, if it's the Rabbanan, then it could be. If it's
the rest of the Rabbanan, okay.
I don't know, maybe it could be more lenient. If it's the Rabbanan, maybe, I don't know.
Any suggestions, I suppose, to understand this? The Bi'alocha finds it hard to understand as well. But there's very little, I don't have a clarity in it. Bi'alocha also struggles with a similar point. Rabbi Yisai, we're trying to understand why is a b'di'evet, if you ate what you ate Shivas Aminim, or you drank wine, and then instead of saying the correct bocha, you said the full Birkas Hamazon, you are Yotze, you're fine. And with Mezoinus, if you had a bit of Mezoinus, and by mistake, you benched the full benching, instead of saying Alamechia, there we say, you're not Yotze. The Mishneh Berurah's wording to explain this is, because, tell you why, says the Mishneh Berurah, because wine is very satisfying, it's very filling, and therefore, if you bench the proper benching, it still makes sense somehow. It's okay. It's hard to understand, isn't it?
Like you had a pizza. You might say a mazonas and pizza, and pizza is very filling.
Absolutely.
And then you bench afterwards. Are you saying then you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah?
So without going into the shiloh of pizza now, without going into it, but if you have a mazonas kind of food and you eat it in a mazonas kind of amount, you were not covered as food on it, it was a Mizonis kind of amount, and you benched the proper benching, yes, indeed, you're not Biyotzi, you have to smell a Mechia. But, if you are eating Shikvi as Suda, as we learned in earlier Simonim, if you had a full amount that is sufficient to fill a person completely, then actually you would have to, if it's possible, because you would have to actually bench proper, because that's the correct Bocha now. That would be the correct Bocha. But, does that make sense?
Even if. Because I would have thought wine isn't. I don't think wine is filling.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So indeed there are poskim hold that if you have one slice of pizza, whatever. So that there is. So there, in such a case, you take no bench. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, probably the answer is yes, but also the other way around. If you were to wash, and then.
Do you know what? I've forgotten this now, but I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it works both ways.
Yeah. You didn't wash, and you had that mezonis bread, and you had a more sheer kviya suda, not sheer kviya suda. Then taki yada would be you wouldn't. If you didn't, yes, you wouldn't be yotze. I believe so. To ensure to have a sheer kviya suda, is that what you're saying? In order to bench, yeah, I hear that. I think you're right. Yeah. Okay, and finally, see if you dress. Says Shulchan Aruch, lo yichloi ala sofek shum teisev es birkas mein shalosh. If you're in doubt, don't add an additional bracha mein shalosh. Afol pi she'eino moisiv shem v'malchus, although you don't add any name of Hashem. What does that mean? Perish. Kigon, such as she'shosa mashke, you drank a drink. She'sofek, there's a doubt in birkas na la gefen. You're not sure if that bracha is ala gefen Oi, Bergen and Foshes Rabbis. You're not quite sure what his ingredients are. You don't know how it's made. Do you make Aragefen or Pergefen on it? Or do you make Bergen and Foshes? You're not showing it. So, lo yoichal tovashi because of Bergen and Foshes Rabbis. Don't drink now something else or eat something else, which certainly the book is Bergen and Foshes Rabbis. And add also something with Dover Shibikos Ala eats and eat something else which Brochis Ala eats. For Yichwal Imo Gamken Ala Gefen Apriya Gefen Misofek. Don't add additional and then make both Brochis because the chances are you're eating something now, you're going to make something, you're eating something without the correct Brocha. So the Shulchan Aruch's point is that if you're not sure what you're eating, don't eat something else as well from both sides, and then you know what the end bracha is going to be, because chances are you're going to be eat something that the bracha is the wrong bracha, and therefore don't do that. That's the shulchan. Look at the words of Ramo again. Yes, after bracha. Kigoin, such as sheshasa mashke, he drank a drink. Shesofek, there's a doubt in because ala gefen if it's nach bracha is ala gefen. Oi, pernei foshes rabbis. You're not sure if the bracha at the end is ala gefen oi berne foshes rabbis. You're not sure what it was. Was it more like a soft drink? Was it more something? Was it more something that deserves ala gefen? Lo yoichal, do not now attempt to eat an additional food. Tovashe because of berne foshes rabbis. Don't eat something that the bracha at the end would be certainly berne foshes rabbis. And also, don't add simultaneously also tovashe because ala eats. Don't eat now something that you know you're going to have that you can make alagefen, apagefen, and burn the foshes rabbis without making it. Because you're going to be eating something without the correct bracha. Yeah, we don't want you to eat now something else without the bracha. Yeah. We don't want you to eat something now additional without the bracha in order that you're going to be that you're going to know which after bracha to make. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it yeah. Yeah, I think that's what he means. Okay, to recap briefly what we covered tonight. We learned Sif Yudalet telling us that if you drank by mistake, if you had wine and grapes, then Bedi Eved, you need to ensure to make Bracha Choyno, and you need to mention Al-Eitz Al-Pu-Eitz. We mentioned Bedi Eved, Per-Pu-Eitz Al-Gofen, Al-Gofen, Be-Al-Yotz Bedi Eved. Person drinking water and wine, you make a bracha. If you're kuvia the suda on the wine, you don't say burn a foshet on the water. In terms of bracha achrona, where you were obligated to say bracha achrona, and instead of bracha achrona, you said you benched proper. Here we said there's a difference between wine and chamesh taminim, in which b'diavad you're yoitza, as opposed to balamecha, you're not yoitza b'diavad. In terms of, even if you just said alazon, you're fine with the eved. And if you only realized when after you said alazon, you should continue with the bochum and sholosh. See, if you just taught us that if you're sophic about its bocha achroino, do not. Now, and you're not sure which bracha achrona to make, don't eat now without correct bracha additional foods in which you know what the bracha achrona is going to be, just to ensure that you know what the correct bracha achrona is going to be. So don't do that. Lo yichloi ala sofek shemo tosef shum tosef as bekes main sholosh afu prisha inu moisif shem v'malchus. Okay, Rabbosai, this is here by the end of Simen Reish Ches, and we'll be starting with Shem after Pesach, Habonin Le Toivo, Simen Reish Tes.